The following sermon was delivered on Friday, February 27th, 2015.
Dear friends, it is a true privilege for me to welcome to the pulpit tonight's honored guest. Rabbi Dr. Alvin Kass has been chief chaplain of the New York City Police Department since 2002. A past president of the New York Board of Rabbis, he is also Rabbi Emeritus of the East Midwood Jewish Center in Brooklyn. Graduate of Columbia, he received his PhD from New York University, in addition to an honorary doctorate from the Jewish Theological Seminary where he was ordained. A popular author and lecturer, he has taught at many colleges and universities, including Long Island University, the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, St. Francis College, and the New York Institute of Technology. And this spring, he will be teaching in our Temple Emanuel Skirball Center. Dr. Kass is no stranger to this pulpit. Each fall, he leads the memorial service of the Shomrim Society, the organization of Jewish police officers we are honored to host. He is a brilliant preacher and teacher, and he's joined tonight by his wife Miriam and his children Lewis and Sarah, and we welcome them as we welcome him to the pulpit. I'm honored to call upon Rabbi Dr. Alvin Kass.
Thank you, Rabbi Davidson, for your gracious introduction and for the warmth with which you have welcomed me and all of the police officers of the New York City Police Department to this sanctuary. We are no strangers to this temple. Thanks to Rabbi Ronald Sobel and Rabbi Posner and you, Rabbi Davidson, you've always made us feel that Temple Emanuel is our home away from home. This is, as you have mentioned, place where we have our annual memorial service and breakfast. The auxiliary police have also held important functions here. And on those very tragic occasions when we have lost members of the department who were killed in the line of duty, you've always opened the gates of this synagogue and allowed us to come in here to find solace, strength, and uplift. This is truly a magnificent institution, and all of us who have come here are very, very much touched by the leadership of the synagogue, by your cantor, Laurie Corson, who has so often been part of our services, and I'm delighted to listen to the interns that we have here tonight. And in my opinion, Mark Heitlinger, your executive director, is the most efficient human being who was ever created. There is no event that has a detail connected to it that he does not watch over with the utmost diligence and care. You know, New York City police officers don't always feel appreciated. I was thinking of that fact when I was riding up First Avenue the other day, and I saw a place of a business called Dangerfield. And I suspect that that place is named after Rodney Dangerfield, the comedian who used to say, and I quote, "I get no respect." There are certainly a lot of police officers who feel the same way, that they don't get certainly sufficient respect. You know, reference was made a few moments ago to the fact that this is Shabbat Zachor, the Sabbath before the holiday of Purim. There are many people who believe that if the holiday of Purim could get up and speak for itself, it would say, "I get no respect." Are you familiar, for example, with that very well-known Yiddish taunt? Purim is nit kein yontif, and kedoches is nit kein krenk. Purim is not a holiday, and fever is not a disease. And the hero and heroine of Purim, Mordecai and Esther, have names that sound suspiciously like Marduk and Ishtar, the Babylonian deities. As if all this weren't enough, historians tell us that the holiday of Purim never occurred. That is to say, the events that undergird the holiday are a pure work of fiction. So that the story we read in the scroll, the Megillah, the scroll of Esther, is something that was a figment of the imagination. But amazingly, in spite of all that, Purim is such a popular and beloved holiday. It's celebrated with masquerades and costume parties. We are mandated on Purim to drink intoxicating beverages with such abundance that we cannot tell the difference between Mordecai the hero and Haman the villain. Purim is truly an event which plays such an important role in our lives. And the question is, why? Why do we love Purim as much as we do? I suspect that the reason has to do with the fact that it contains lessons that are so wise and filled with so much meaning and depth and breadth that whether the events actually took place or not, we absorb these insights, and they play a very important role in our lives as Jews, as human beings, and certainly for all of us who are police officers. First of all, Mordecai is a man of tremendous courage, and Esther, the heroine, is a woman likewise of extraordinary valor. We in the police department very much honor courage, bravery, and valor. If you've ever been down to police headquarters at One Police Plaza, and I hope you'll go down there and see the headquarters of your police department, you'll see that in the memorial lobby, as soon as you go into the building, the walls are filled from floor to ceiling with plaques in memory of police officers who gave their lives in the line of duty. Ours is a department which believes very, very firmly in the importance of those who are willing to put their life on the line, and so many have done that. And the holiday of Purim likewise makes very clear that the fate of every Jew is interlocked with that of every other Jew. Mordecai says to Esther, "Don't think that because you are a member of the royal family that you will be spared the fate of the rest of the Jewish people." We Jews sometimes make a great deal of the distinctions that separate us into various segments: Orthodox, conservative, Reform, Reconstructionist, secular, culture, Yiddishist, Zionist. The enemies of the Jewish people do not know of these nuances. In Germany, Jews who had long ago discarded any vestige of association of an overt nature with the Jewish people were thrown into the concentration camps in the same way as Jews with a long beard who put on tallis and tefillin every day. It's for that reason that the Jews of the police department have likewise created this Shomrim Society, an organization of police officers which makes no distinction between the various segments of the Jewish people. Anyone who identifies himself as a member of the Jewish people is welcome into the Shamrim Society. I think our Shamrim Society provides us with a magnificent example of what can be accomplished when there is unity within the Jewish people, when Jews stick together. And that certainly is a lesson that the community at large would do well to absorb. We are so terribly fragmented. I believe that we would be far more effective as a people, and our survival as a nation would likewise be assured if Jews, in spite of their various differences, could learn to submerge them in a spirit of togetherness. I must say that here at Temple Emmanuel, when we as a community of the Jewish police officers come here, we all feel so welcome, regardless of our backgrounds. We have this service in our midst. Some of the parishioners don't wear yarmulkes at all. Other parishioners have tallis and tefillin on, and it's an amazing combination. And it's just beautiful to see Jews of all kinds coming together. Hine ma tov u'manaim, shevet achim gam yachad. It's so beautiful and so pleasant when all of our people are able to come together in a spirit of harmony, unity, and love. And you know, when I read the Megillah, there is a verse that stands out in my mind, which is likewise so important for all of us. You'll recall that in the Purim story, Mordecai tells Esther that she must go to King Ahasuerus and tell him of the malevolent and malicious designs of Haman against the Jewish people. And Esther is very reluctant and hesitant to do that because she knows that you're not allowed to go see the king uninvited. And if you do that, and he's not happy to see you, why, you can be summarily executed. And Mordecai says to her, "Mi yodea im le'et kazot higa'at lemalchut." Who knows whether it was but for a moment like this that you were called to your high and august position. That verse, to me, stands out as an admonition to all of us to think about whether our particular situation in life is not just personal, but whether there's a higher power that has likewise called upon all of us to perform some function that has meaning and significant for the entire community. You know, a few years ago, I met Henry Kissinger for the first time. And I told him that whenever I recite that verse from the Megillah, "Mi yodea im le'et kazot higa'at lemalchut," who knows whether it was but for a moment like this that you have achieved your high position, I think of him because I believe there was a higher power that placed him in the office of Secretary of State during those very difficult and turbulent times of the Nixonian impeachment. He was a force for stability and for solidity that helped to get the nation through those turbulent moments, not to mention the fact that he was likewise an important force that enabled the State of Israel to transcend its own adversities during the Yom Kippur War. I tell our Jewish police officers that I believe that there is a higher power that placed them in the position that they are. Our officers are a way of letting the community know that Jews are not only outstanding lawyers and physicians and accountants and scientists and scholars and writers, but that our Jewish community likewise consists of young men and women who are willing to put their lives on the line to engage in a type of work which puts them into physical jeopardy, and upon whom the well-being of the entire community depends. We're very, very proud of all that our Jewish police officers have accomplished. They are an important symbol that Jews are willing to do their part to keep the city of New York safe and secure. And that's why, for me, being part of them and being able to serve them has been such a fulfilling aspect of my life. And finally, the holiday of Purim is a way of emphasizing the superiority of an attitude of optimism over pessimism. You'll recall that Mordecai tells Esther that if she lacks the courage to carry out the various assignments that he has given to her, she shouldn't worry, because revach v'hatzalah yavo mimakom acher. Don't be concerned, because the salvation, deliverance, and the redemption of the Jewish community will come from another quarter. This destiny of the human race doesn't depend only upon us. The book of Esther makes very, very clear, even if it doesn't have a single mention of God's name, that there is a higher power in the universe, and that higher power has a blueprint and an ultimate destiny for the human race. And if some of us falter and we don't carry out the assignment that's been given to us, don't worry. There will be others who will take up the slack, and eventually God's will be carried out. And it is that optimism that has sustained the Jewish people throughout so many millennia of adversity and tribulation. It was for all of these reasons that the great Moses Maimonides said that when the Messiah comes, all of the Jewish holidays are going to be abolished except one. Only the holiday of Purim will endure. That second-class holiday that's not a yontif, Purim, is the only holiday which will last until the end of time. Historians may question whether the events of Purim ever took place, but the lessons of Purim are eternally relevant.